In a previous article, we talked about the gap. The gap is the difference between where you think you should be and where you are now. The problem with the gap is that you're measuring yourself against an ideal. It is not a goal so much as a mental image we create. For example, if you stand on a railroad track and look off into the distance, you will see it comes to a point. If you start walking toward that point, you'll never get there because it doesn't exist. You could spend the rest of your life and never reach the point where the railroad tracks come together. Trying to live your life in pursuit of an unattainable goal can be frustrating. Let's give you another tool you can use to turn frustration into triumph. The gain allows you to look back at where you started and to observe the progress you've made. Let's look at a practical example. You've been painting along with one of Bill's videos or one of the videos in our masterclass. You look at the painting in despair because it looks nothing like what you expected. What is happening to you is you're comparing your painting to the ideal. This process causes frustration and perhaps could cause you to give up on yourself. As you continue painting, though, an image starts to emerge on the canvas. Now it doesn't look so bad, does it? You're now comparing your painting between what it looked like when you started to what it is now. In other words, you're looking at the gain, the progress you've made. Let's look at another example. You finish your painting and you don't like it. Perhaps the colors aren't right or the clouds aren't formed well. Your painting looks nothing like the finished painting in the video. Again, you're comparing against the ideal. I felt like this many times when I first started painting. I'd look at the canvas with a critical eye. Then I would notice that the reflection in the water turned out well, or the trees were just like Bill's. I learned to develop a mindset to look at the progress I had made in the painting rather than the mistakes. Remember, it's the pursuit of excellence that's important. You'll never achieve perfection because perfection is a moving target. Once you get good, you'll realize you can get better. The plateau effect helps us improve. Unfortunately, only the great artists understand this idea of pursuing excellence. Even Michelangelo realized he had room for improvement. Learning the basics of Bill's system of oil painting is attainable by anyone who wants to learn. Then, from that point on, it's a matter of learning the advanced techniques from a real master. Now, you have two resources in your toolbox that you can use to judge your progress. You need to know which one to use and when to use it. When you despair at the progress you are making, realize you're comparing yourself to the ideal. That's the time to stop and turn around and look back at how far you've come. Look at the improvements you've made. Look for the small gains. It's the accumulation of those small gains that helps you become a great artist. Bill knew this because he said in a video, "As more you paint, as more you let go." The gap inspires you. It is your muse. The gain is how you, step by step, achieve excellence. Use these two tools to become the best artist you can be.